The 13th mile of the Boston Marathon starts uphill and then rolls downhill. Even in the rain, it's a fairly quiet stretch from Natick into Wellesley, with a wooded area on the right-hand side of the road. For a brief time, runners are alone with their thoughts. But soon, they won't be able to hear themselves think. A dull roar gets louder and louder. It's the sound of hundreds of frenzied young women. Wellesley College students form the famous, perhaps infamous, scream tunnel along the edge of campus that lines the main road into town.
You do hit a little bit of a lull after Natick, and you're still not quite halfway there, so you're still feeling pretty good.
Matt Taylor is a previous Boston Marathon runner and owns a business called Tracksmith. He says if the runners don't keep their wits about them, the cheering can be overwhelming. It's easy to lose pace and speed up in the scream tunnel.
There's definitely this adrenaline surge that happens, and that hurts a lot of people a couple miles down the road from here. But it is really unique. It's so loud, and everybody definitely picks up the pace a little bit when they come through Wellesley.
The students turn this day off into an excuse to celebrate, cheer, and even kiss runners. The rain doesn't stop them.
It's just euphoric. It is a feeling that you don't have at a lot of other events. It is so much this one brief moment of connection you have with someone.
Erin Altenhoff Long helped organize the Scream Tunnel this year. She's a junior at Wellesley. She and her classmates made 400 signs printed with messages that runners requested via Facebook.
My favorite sign, though, this year is there's one that just says, "Your time is now." And I like the ones that are just inspiring. Someone also wrote a note to themselves saying, "This is your year, you can do it." I also really like there's a Taylor Swift one that's like, "We're feeling 26.2. I really enjoyed that one.
Junior Maria Castano is originally from Columbia, South America, and says she hadn't heard much about the Boston Marathon until she was a first-year student.
I was asking, what's the best tradition at Wellesley? And they told me, oh, by far the Scream Tunnel. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And then actually participating, it's insane.
The elite runners pass with barely a smile, but the slightly less competitive runners notice the signs and start kissing. Some even stop to take selfies with students. Even if they're thrown off course for a moment or two, it's a joyful rally of support before the runners cross the halfway mark and head toward the long stretch of hills into Boston. In Wellesley, Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.